Raytel mentality beyond competition. Unshakable performance under pressure. Mo Larby. Before you begin, life is a competition, whether we like it or not. The moment you decide to pursue something that matters to you, a goal, a standard, a version of yourself you haven't reached yet, you enter an arena where effort, character, and decision-making are constantly being tested. Unlike a tennis match, a basketball game, or a tournament with a clear start and finish, this competition does not run on a clock. It unfolds every day, often quietly, until time itself runs out. What you are competing with is not always another person. More often, it is your own habits, your comfort, your fear of uncertainty, your willingness to stay committed when motivation fades, and your ability to show up with integrity when no one is watching. How you navigate that competition depends on the character you build over time. Some people develop strong character early in life, often because circumstances force them to. Pressure arrives early, challenges appear before they feel ready, and they learn resilience, discipline, and mental toughness out of necessity. Others grow older without being tested deeply, not because they lack potential, but because they never stepped far enough outside comfort to discover what they were capable of. Both paths exist, and neither is fixed. Competition doesn't disappear with age. It simply changes form. What you will read in this book is inspired by my own journey. Growing up in a small town where most of my days revolved around sport, movement, competition, and people. I didn't grow up as a scientist or a philosopher. I wasn't raised inside theories or academic frameworks. I was curious. I paid attention. I enjoyed life seriously, not by overanalyzing it, but by observing it closely enough to understand what worked, what didn't, and why certain moments stayed with me long after they passed. Over time, I began turning those moments into systems, things I could return to, apply, and rely on when pressure showed up again. I didn't reach every goal I set for myself. I didn't play on the ATP tour, even though that was once my dream. But competition gave me perspective, discipline, and an understanding of performance that extended far beyond sport. It taught me that the work is never finished, because every level you reach unlocks another one. No matter how much you know, there is always more to learn, more to refine, and more to face. What I'm sharing in this book is not new information. Most of these principles already exist in sports, psychology, coaching, philosophy, and lived experience. What makes them meaningful is not their originality, but how they are connected, applied, and lived. You will notice that this book does not separate sport from life, and that is intentional. The arena may look different, but the biology is the same. Pressure is pressure. Fear is fear. Commitment is commitment. Character is character. I often imagine what my life might have looked like if I had fully understood these principles when I was 20 years old. That thought is not regret. It's motivation, because knowing something earlier changes the way you move forward. And if this book helps even one person avoid saying, "I wish I knew this earlier," then it has done its job. The pillars you're about to read are not meant to be admired. They are meant to be lived. When practiced consistently, they shape a way of thinking, a way of acting, and eventually a personality that becomes reliable under pressure. That personality is what I call the Raytel mentality. Not something you perform when it's convenient, but something you build over time and carry with you into every arena you enter. Welcome to the Raytel mentality.